This election season, you can expect to hear a lot of news, some of it meaningful, much of it not. Give the Up First podcast 15 minutes, sometimes a little less, and we'll help you sort it out, what's going on around the world and at home. Three stories, 15 minutes, Up First, every day. Listen every morning, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps. Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. Did you know that a prepaid funeral plan is one of the greatest gifts you can give your family? Plan your life celebration in advance to protect your loved ones. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com. This message comes from NPR sponsor Subaru and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability, it features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space and an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
Hey, folks. It's Camila Kashani, host of the StoryCorps podcast from NPR. We're going to be launching a whole new season soon, so make sure you check the feed. But today, in honor of Mother's Day, we wanted to bring you a short story from a 12-year-old and her mom, Johanna and Madzimoyo Owusu. When Madzimoyo was a little girl growing up in Chicago, she spent a lot of time with her grandmother, who lived in the same three-story apartment building.
My grandmother was my savior. She was the reason why I'm still alive. My grandfather was a hard-working man, but hellfire and brimstone. And when things was just crazy, I could run and hide up under her skirt tail and knew that for a moment I had some safety. It almost felt like no matter how cold it was outside, it got warmer when I was in the room with her. My grandmother was about 6 feet tall, brown-skinned, and I don't know that there's anything that she could not do. She could rock a baby, but she could chop a tree down. She could sling a gun, but she could sing you to sleep at night. I was sick a lot with asthma growing up. I'd have to come home from school early. A lot of times, I could sit on the couch next to my grandma and we didn't talk. We just held hands. She had very long hands and they were real veiny. You could see the veins standing up on top of her hand.
Every day when I'm either walking in or out of the house, I see the picture of your hands touching great-grandma's hands. And through the picture and just knowing these simple things, I kind of got to know her. I just learned that your grandma died a year before I was born. How do you feel about that?
Well, my happiest moment of my life was having you. But it was a sad time for me because I wanted my grandmother, if nothing else, to be able to lay her hands on you because I feel like she would have really blessed your life. But you got your own journey.
What are your dreams for me?
My hope is that you be good to people, be kind to people. It's okay if you're not the most powerful and you're not the prettiest. That's okay. We're just ordinary people. But I'm proud of who you are. And I'm proud that I can be your mom.
That was Madzimoyo Owusu with her daughter, Johanna, remembering Madzimoyo's grandmother, Elsie Giddens, who died in 1997. This episode of the StoryCorps podcast was produced by Eleanor Vasili, who's our senior producer, and edited by Annie Russell. Max Youngrice is our associate producer. Our technical director is Jarrett Floyd. The story was fact-checked by Sophia Lowe. Our story consultant is Jasmine Morris. Special thanks to Jorge Rios. To see what music we use in the episode, go to storycorps.org, where you can also check out original artwork by Lynn Lucia. For the StoryCorps podcast, I'm Camila Kashani. A brand new season drops June 13th. Catch you then.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.
Every time you drive your car, have a package delivered, or get on a plane, you're polluting the climate. But it doesn't have to be that way.
Nature is powerful. Why don't we use it to our advantage?
Meet the people working on cleaner ways to get around on Here and Now Anytime from NPR and WBUR. Transportation Climate Solutions on Here and Now Anytime, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Why is everyone so obsessed with traditional wives or trad wives on social media? This week, we're talking about the viral videos of women making marshmallows and mozzarella from scratch, and how behind the sheen of calm kitchens and cute fits, there's some interesting pessimism about our modern world. And that's worth digging into. Next time on It's Been a Minute from NPR.
I'm Jesse Thorne. Why did Cola Scola write a bonkers, extremely fictionalized play about Mary Todd Lincoln?
Well, you know, it was 2020 and we were all so isolated. I just started doing research. But the truth is, I just thought of it.
We'll talk about that and more on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.